With her friendly herd of miniature donkeys, Sarah McPherson runs visits to care homes and other locations when a therapeutic mood boost is required. Mark meets Sarah and her donkeys outside the Forum in Norwich to find out what goes on.
Hello there, this is Mark for the Chatterround magazine. I've come to the Forum in the heart of Norwich today, and with me I've got Sarah from Mini Donks. Now, Sarah, you run a social enterprise for Mini Donks, and you've got a fundraising and awareness day today with your Mini Donks outside here out on the steps of the Forum. I'm fascinated to know a little bit about the work that you do and the animals and the therapeutic side of the work that you do. So could you tell us a little bit about the work you do?
Absolutely, Mark. Thank you very much for coming to speak to me. We are a social enterprise, as you said, and we deliver well-being visits with our herd of 8 miniature donkeys, normally not all at once. And we visit places like care homes, special schools, nursing homes, psychiatric units, basically anywhere where people might need a bit of a mood boost. And we take our little donkeys in, and pre-COVID, we would take them right into people's bedrooms. So if we visited a care home and they'd say, oh, Marjorie's not feeling too great today, she won't come out of our room or she's in bed, we'd take them in, and the looks on people's faces when you take 2 little donkeys into their bedroom to visit them is something really special.
Roughly what size are they?
They are round about between, the donkeys we have are between 28 and 32 inches at the shoulder. So, you know, a lot of the size of a Newfoundland dog or a very small Shetland pony.
And is the work you do just in Norfolk, or do you go throughout East Anglia?
We operate in Norfolk and Suffolk and a little bit into Cambridgeshire and a little bit into Essex. So basically we like to limit the amount of travel that the donkeys do to 2 hours. So we're based in South Norfolk. We're unfortunately not able to have people come and visit us at the yard because we just don't have any visitor facilities. So all our work is done through outreach. And people book us in. We only do 1 visit a day with each team. So we'd load the donkeys up, drive wherever we're going, unload, settle the donkeys down, and then just start meeting people.
That's fascinating. And can you describe a little bit about the animals themselves? Do they have different coloured coats and different characters?
Oh, very much so, yeah. They're all miniature Mediterranean donkeys, and they originate in Sicily and Sardinia. The ones that we have Saffron, who's our oldest donkey and also our largest donkey. And she's a beautiful sort of pinky brown colour. She has a light muzzle and beautiful light markings around her eyes. We do a lot of work with people who are visually impaired, and what we're able to do is get the donkey really close to them. So if people who have some vision can get to see the eyes really close up and the warmth and the softness in those eyes. All of the donkeys have the crucifix mark on their back, so down the dorsal stripe and down the shoulders. So that's Saffron, and her favourite thing is having her bottom scratched. And she will actually back up to people and say, excuse me, please scratch my bottom. Next oldest donkey is Bo Peep, and Bo Peep is 10, and she's more or less all black, but again, she does have a bit of light around her muzzle and around her eyes. And she's a very quiet, sort of deep-thinking donkey. We went on a visit to the West Norwich Hospital where people were recovering from long-term... they were on long-term rehabilitation. And Bo Peep just saw this gentleman and she just went... She actually pulled to go towards him. And he had the most beautiful, wide-open smile with not a tooth in his head. And he just beamed at Bo Peep. And she went and put her head in his lap.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And it turned out that he'd been in the horse guards.
Oh.
So he saw this tiny little equine, and he just, you know, opened up and melted, and she recognised that in him. So, you know, we have these wonderful, you know, ladies who don't speak a lot will chat away to the donkeys. We've had people in you know, dementia units with severe dementia suddenly start singing to the donkeys. And it just brings them a little bit back to life. Yeah.
And how long have you been involved with the work of the Mini Donks?
Well, I set Mini Donks up in April 2017. My mum had dementia, and my father, after a few years with my mum having dementia, my father also developed dementia. So I ended up with both of them in a care home locally. So I took the donkeys to see them, and took the donkeys into somebody's bedroom because the staff said, oh, there's a lady who's bedbound, she'd love to see them. And that sort of planted the seed. And when my mum passed, I got very drunk at her wake, Mark, and I said to everyone, I'm going to hand my notice in and take the donkeys to see people. And that's what I did. I handed my notice in on a Monday morning. Within 4 hours, I had a stand at the Norfolk show offered to us for free. And we did a couple of public events as a tester for the Norfolk show. And a lovely lady from South Norfolk Clinical Commissioning Group came and found us and said, can I tell the 75 care homes that I look after all about you? Wow. And I said, yes, please. And the phone literally hasn't stopped ringing since.
Yes. That's an incredible story. So when you visit care homes, you make a sort of small charge for your visit, do you?
We do. We have a standard charge for our wellbeing visits. But I always vowed when I started the enterprise that we would never not visit because of cost. So if somebody turns around and says, which has happened a couple of times, maybe an enthusiastic activities coordinator will book us. And then I'll get an email saying, oh, sorry, I didn't check with my manager, we can't afford you. And I will then say, OK, what can you afford? And we will go for whatever they can afford. And if that happens to be nothing, we will go for nothing. But we do have costs. We have significant costs. Our insurance alone is about £6,500 a year. So we need to bring that income in. And that's why we do things like we're doing today at the forum. We're meeting wonderful people. We've got our donation buckets out. We've got our mini donk shop so people can buy things. We've got a cookbook that we're launching today, and a fantastic team of volunteers behind all of that. So we're constantly fundraising and applying for funding so that we can offer visits to people who really need them, not just people who can afford them.
And I would imagine over the last 16 months or so, Sarah, it's been quite difficult for you to kind of do your normal fundraising activities into.
Yes.
You must have kind of had your bus parked up, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, overnight, it everything stopped. So no visits at all, no public events. We've been very fortunate that South Norfolk Council have been very proactive and generous with us. We've made use of the government's furlough scheme. We've had a couple of significant donations from individuals and from care home groups, and that's what's just kept it's been enough to keep us ticking along. It's been enough to keep the donkeys fed and bedded and well, but we have lost significant income that we will, there's no way we can regain it because we're now back to working flat out at full capacity.
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And how are things now with the sort of protocol for going into places like nursing homes? How's that working for you now?
It's quite mixed. Some places want us to come, but it'll be garden visits only. And that's fine, but very weather dependent, because obviously if it's raining or cold, elderly residents won't come out. Some care homes are able to have us indoors. Everybody's getting used to lateral flow testing, so prior to any visit, all the volunteers have to test. And in fact, one of our really, really marvellous volunteers, a young lady called Becky, isn't here today because her housemate tested positive for COVID, so she's having to self-isolate. And she spent 5 hours yesterday washing the lorry and the truck and the, and she's so dedicated and she can't be here, which is absolutely gutting, but we have to keep everybody safe.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. And the welfare of your mini donks whilst they've kind of been away from the public, that must have been quite a challenge for you.
Well, the donkeys are my family, and so that the daily feeding, grooming, making sure that they're happy and looked after, we just do as a matter of course, me and my partner. But what they have missed, they have really missed the company, and they've missed seeing people. So as soon as we were able to have six people outdoors, I emailed my volunteers and said, right, I need you down the yard, which was great for the volunteers. And the donkeys were so pleased to see them. It was incredible. So today we've got all eight donkeys here at the forum. They have seen hundreds of people today, and they are all up against the fences, eating their hay, happy to be stroked and see people. And that's thanks to my volunteers.
How many volunteers do you have?
We have about 22 on our books. And some people are only able to do, you know, one or two visits. Some are with us every week. Some, bless their hearts, seem to work full time, particularly when we've got something like this coming up, because it takes a lot of organising. So one of our volunteers, Linda, she's very creative, and she hosts making events at her house where they all get together and make cards. Yeah, they pack cards together, they make different things. So they're an amazing bunch, they really are.
And I'm interested to find out a little bit about the social enterprise of your work. So obviously that means not-for-profit, and you're kind of plough all the money back into the work
that's
that you
right.
do. And so how does that kind of work in terms of funding applications and things, as you're not an actual sort of, you don't actually have a charitable status?
I mean, basically, the work that we do is charitable. The difference between a social enterprise and a charity is that as a social enterprise, we are able to charge for what we do. But as I said earlier, you know, what we charge doesn't cover our costs. So we're probably not a very good social enterprise, because we don't, you know, we don't make any profit to plough back into our social aid. But it does mean that, you know, a lot of funding streams are open to us. So for example, the National Lottery have been really good, and they've helped to fund both our lorry and our trailer.
That's fantastic.
We've had an amazing private donation that bought us a pickup truck so we could tow the trailer and tow our muck trailer. We're fully incorporated. So we have a board of directors who are independent. Nobody's related. No one lives at the same address. We've got double signatures on the bank account. We have an asset lock. So if we were ever to cease trading for whatever reason, any assets of the company have to be donated at zero cost to a similar enterprise. So, you know, basically it prevents any you know, directors walking away with a nice donkey lorry. But that's fine, you know, that's what we're here for. Just now glancing out at the forum, and I can see the side of the lorry, and there's a huge picture of a lady in purple with a tiny baby donkey, and that's actually my mum.
Oh.
So she's with us on every single visit.
Yes.
And it's grown so much bigger than just something that I do. You know, the Mini Donk family really is that. We took on one of our volunteers, Holly, came to us with you know, such low confidence, and she's out there now. She completed an apprenticeship with us during lockdown, and she's out there chatting away to people, telling them about the donkeys, making sure everything's okay. And we've made a huge difference to her life. And so, you know, many of our volunteers say, you know, without the Mini Donks, I don't know what I'd be doing. Don't know how I'd have got through lockdown. It's genuinely a good thing through and through.
Well, I can certainly tell you're very enthusiastic about your work, Sarah, and also can you imagine it's far more than a 9-to-5 job as well.
Yeah, it's the hardest I've ever worked, the worst I've ever been paid, and the best thing I've ever done.
Right. Well, on that note, we wish you all the best with your future work, and I know you're looking to hopefully set up your own premises at some point, aren't you, to have more sort of public access.
Yeah, our dream is Mini Donk Farm, where we could have people with disabilities and mental health challenges on work placements, supported work placements. They could come for well-being visits. So our dream is Mini Donk Farm, and yeah, you have to dream, and sometimes those dreams come true.
Well, good luck to you all and all your volunteers and all your directors. And thank you very much for speaking to us on Chat Around this afternoon.
That's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Mark was talking to Sarah McPherson.